Are you ready for even more good news about the mangosteen? Well, in laboratory studies, it's been proven to be a more powerful anti-inflammatory than aspirin, indomethacin, and that's a drug that we use to control gout symptoms, even more powerful than dexamethasone. Now, dexamethasone is a steroid anti-inflammatory that doctors use to control brain swelling after head trauma. But not only that, but in other studies, it's been shown to protect the stomach of rats from developing ulcers. And in my own patients, I use it to treat ulcers. So, think of it. An anti-inflammatory food that has the ability to block inflammation and yet have none of the side effects of drugs that do the same thing. Why would anyone use a drug when the same result can be obtained with a food? All right, I want a resume for just a minute. Laboratory studies from schools of pharmacy and medicine demonstrate that the mangosteen xanthones have anti-tumor effect, they have anti-inflammatory effect, they protect and heal gastrointestinal problems, they have antihistamine action and are therefore very useful in allergy, they protect from and they treat chronic disease through their powerful antioxidant effects. This is truly amazing, isn't it? Well, we're not finished. Skin conditions, as stubborn as psoriasis, respond to the juice. Eczema, particularly eczema in children, responds extremely well to the juice. And I don't know how many of you have tried to force pills down your child's throat when they've been sick. I remember that before the days of mangosteen, my wife would actually hold one of my daughters and I would pinch her nose to force her to open her mouth to try and get just a simple acetaminophen tablet into her. With the mangosteen, it's quite the contrary. The mangosteen juice tastes so good that you're going to have to put it on the top shelf of the refrigerator because the kids would get a hold of it and drink it if they could. We have no problems trying to get children to take mangosteen. And by the way, even if they did get a hold of the bottle and they were to drink the whole thing, it's not toxic. Now, how about the immune system? Well, lab studies again show that white blood cells, and these are the things that we use to fight bacteria and to fight infection, white blood cells are able to better control bacteria in the presence of mangosteen xanthones than when the mangosteen is not present. Other studies document the mangosteen's ability to kill fungus and viruses as well. In fact, patients report fewer viral infections, decreased time off work, milder symptoms when infections do strike. And if the juice did nothing more than this, it would be considered remarkable, because we really don't have any medicines available that can provide such protection from intercurrent viral infections. And what about the numerous conditions, so difficult to treat in standard medicine, where the immune system gets derailed and it turns on the person's own body tissues, causing diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, type 1 diabetes, lupus, and a whole host of other lesser-known diseases. The juice appears to have immune modulatory effect. In other words, it revs up the immune system in the presence of infection, but it can also dampen the immune system's effects in what is called autoimmune diseases, like the ones I've just mentioned. Now, I know that some of you listeners are saying to yourselves by now, this is too good to be true. It surely can't do all of that. And I'd ask you this. Is that a good reason not to try it? Because I promise you, I'm not lying to you. It does do all of this. And that's not all. Japanese researchers studying cell models of brain inflammation recommended that the mangosteen xanthones be developed to treat neurodegenerative conditions like MS and HIV encephalitis. Other diseases having brain cell, meaning glial cell inflammation, as their main cause, like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, are also favorably affected by the mangosteen juice. Now, on this audio, I don't have the time to talk about patient response in diabetes or depression or anxiety. I haven't got the time to talk about the energy-giving response of the mangosteen, but I'll tell you that I've witnessed remarkable improvements in my own patients. And over the time that I've been involved in full-time research, I have also received many, many testimonials from patients who have had benefits with all of these diseases that we don't have time to treat today.